Are you ready to dive into a game-changing approach that will revolutionize how your students understand and love reading? Today, we are exploring the comprehension strategies that you can use if you are using the science of reading, a method that seamlessly blends the art of decoding words with the magic of truly comprehending them. Whether you're teaching kindergartners who are just embarking on their reading journey or guiding second graders towards richer, deeper understanding, get ready to transform your classroom with strategies that are not just effective, but also incredibly fun and engaging for young readers. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the One Classroom Over podcast. My mission is simple: to equip you with actionable tips, transformative stories, effective classroom systems, and expert insights for your K-5 classroom. I'm Farah, also known as the Center Fairy, your go-to guide for all things simplifying your teacher life. Each episode dives deep into key facets of the teaching experience, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional growth. So whether you're sipping on coffee at home, out on a walk, binge listening while you lesson plan, or on a daily commute to school, crank up the volume and get ready for a dose of inspiration and empowerment. Let's dive in.
In the evolving landscape of your classroom, the concept of the science of reading and its comprehension strategies is gaining significant traction. This approach is rooted in evidence-based instructional practices that align phonemic awareness with reading comprehension. Understanding and implementing these strategies can profoundly impact how we teach and how students grasp reading comprehension. The science of reading isn't a new phenomenon. It's an integration of long-standing researched instructional practices that emphasize the synergy between decoding, the ability to read words, and comprehension, which is the ability to understand them. These strategies reinforce the idea that comprehension is not just the end goal of reading, but an integral part of the reading process, even from the early stages of learning. In early education, especially in grades like kindergarten and first grade, the emphasis often lies on decoding. However, we need to advocate for a balanced approach. While decoding is essential, comprehension should not be sidelined. As students progress, especially by second grade, the focus should gradually shift more towards comprehension without neglecting those decoding skills. A critical component of this is the use of read-aloud sessions and audiobooks. These tools allow students to engage with complex text, enhancing their vocabulary and background knowledge, which is crucial for comprehension. By separating the decoding aspect, students can focus solely on understanding and discussing the content, fostering a deeper comprehension. Oral language is the foundation upon which reading comprehension skills are built. Engaging students in classroom discussions, expanding their vocabulary, and incorporating rich vocabulary in daily conversations are pivotal. These practices that are rooted in the science of reading, especially their comprehension strategies, help students grasp the nuances of language, an essential skill for reading comprehension. Another pillar is the development of background knowledge. This aspect involves integrating subjects like science and social studies to provide students with a broader understanding of the world that they live in, which in turn aids in text comprehension. For instance, understanding geographical concepts or scientific phenomenon can make related texts more comprehensible and relatable. Teaching comprehension explicitly is a core element. This involves explaining why and when to use specific strategies, demonstrating how to apply them, and guiding students through the process until they can independently implement these strategies. This explicit instruction is crucial for helping students develop a toolkit of strategies that they can use to enhance their reading comprehension. Incorporating these strategies into classroom practices requires a thoughtful and systematic approach. I'm going to share some strategies that I have found can be effectively integrated. First, teaching text structure and comprehension strategies. Understanding the structure and comprehension strategies are vital. This includes teaching students how to monitor their comprehension, use graphic organizers, and engage in question-answer relationships. These practices not only improve understanding, but also encourage students to think critically about the text. Two is a question-answer relationship and generating these questions. A key aspect of comprehension is teaching students how to ask and answer questions. This includes differentiating between explicit and implicit information and encouraging students to generate their own questions. This practice fosters a deeper engagement with the text and enhances their comprehension. 3, recognizing story structure and summarizing techniques. Understanding the structure of a story and being able to summarize it are crucial comprehension skills. Teaching students to identify elements like characters, setting, and plot, and encouraging them to summarize what they read helps in consolidating their understanding and retaining the information. 4 is making sure comprehension is a goal at home as well. Extending your comprehension strategies beyond the classroom is crucial. Encouraging parents to read to their children and discuss the books can greatly enhance comprehension skills. This home-based approach shifts the focus from mere decoding to understanding and enjoying the story. Now, these comprehension strategies offer a comprehensive framework for enhancing reading comprehension in your classroom. By incorporating these strategies, you can provide students with the tools that they need to not only decode text, but also to understand and engage with it meaningfully. As teachers, embracing this science-based approach can lead to more effective and enriching learning experiences for our students, laying a strong foundation for their future academic endeavors.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of One Classroom Over. If you gained some valuable insights from today's discussion and want to up your teaching game, make sure to explore our full episode library on your go-to podcast platform. Click that subscribe button so that you never miss out on our weekly episodes, and take a moment to skim through the show notes for handy links to all the resources we talked about today. Your 5-star reviews not only brighten our day, but also help other teachers discover the treasure trove of educational tips and strategies. So if you found value in this show, we'd be thrilled if you could rate and review us. We're eager to connect with you as well, so slide into our Instagram DMs and share your thoughts on this episode. Better yet, screenshot the episode and tag both us, Farrah Henley Education, and a fellow educator who could benefit from today's topic. Your shares are an inspiration. Until next time, continue being the educational rock star you are, and thanks for making us a part of your journey.